Hello, amigos, Huakui. Today, I got something interesting which I wrote it down. The bigger property myth Singaporeans still believe.
If you hold your property long enough, you will always make money.
What? Actually, what nonsense is this? Today, I'm going to explain why this is not wrong, but there must be a better way, right? I truly understand why many of you believe in this myth. Because Singapore properties historically perform very well, thanks to the Singapore property market, all the property investors, they have made good money over the years. Therefore, when you hear people telling you that hold longer and you will make money, it's not wrong lah. But who wouldn't want to buy something that perform a lot better than what you currently have? Wait, before I continue the video, let me, your Huakui leader, be very clear what I'm going to share next. I am not encouraging you to flip every 3-4 years. Anyway, now it's 4 years lah. Because every time when you buy sell, there's cost involved, like stamp duty lah, legal fees lah, all the fee, fair lah, fees. Once you have a good investment, you do not need to keep flipping. Because some of the people misunderstood my philosophy about investing, which is to what flip every 4 years lah. As I always explain that you only sell if you can buy something bigger. Because logically, if you buy a bigger value property or a higher value property based on the same percentage earned, you will make more money compared to a smaller quantum property mah. Some examples, if you have a 1 and 2 bedder, which is unfortunately not performing as well as the 3 and 4 bedders, then must change the strategy what? Like buy a bigger one, like a 3 and 4 bedder, which performs definitely better in terms of capital appreciation as well as rental income. Because I have people who owns 1 and 2 bedder and they told me that they are collecting very healthy rental income. Okay, if you are happy enough, then definitely you can keep lah. But if you want a change, like you upgrade to a 3 bedder for a start, come on, the rental is also higher. But the most important thing is Singapore is a good country. You can rent anywhere. You want to rent in Canberra, you want to rent in Pasir Ris, you want to get rental in the west side like Boon Lay area, you can rent. So Singapore is a very good country, but not every property makes you good capital appreciation every year. So now you need somebody to shake you, because holding on to a property without thinking is not wise as well. So you need me, Huakui leader here, shake you that there are better investment out there, is to upgrade your 1 and 2 to a bigger unit for better performance. So in this case, yes, you need to sell, there's cost involved, there's legal fees. When you buy the next property, you have stamp duty, but all these costs are worth it, because once you own a good property, you may not need to sell anymore. That's the reason when every time I hear people, you have a 1 and 2 bedder and you have the potential to buy a bigger one, come on, do it lah. What are you waiting for? I have also done this to my own family member. Start a 1 bedder is a good start. Sold after their SSD period to buy a 3 bedder, and it performed better. So if I look back, if my family member continues to own the 1 bedder, it will not make as much as what the 3 bedder can fetch. This is a wise upgrade. Now going back to why I only look at 3 and 4 years data. To me, time is important. We are exchanging our youth for profits ma. I don't want to buy something that can only make what?
If you hold longer, you will definitely make money.
Then what? Hold for 15, 20 years ah? Then I buy such property, man. I will always want to look at performing properties that can make money in 3, 4 years. Then it will give me assurance that if I buy such property ah, it will work hard for my money ma. So I really don't understand ah. When people say,
no lah, it's okay lah. You hold longer, you will make money.
To me, everyone can be millionaire. It takes how many years only ma? Some take 3 years, some take 4 years, some take 200, 300 years. It's all about what investment that you buy that fasten your wealth to the millionaire status. What? That's why it's very important to know whether the property is performing in the next 3-4 years. Because if it performs, you do not need to sell. What? You can always keep the performing properties longer. I do not want to buy something that only perform what? See me, Greater Southern Waterfront done, then perform. That's how many years, my friend? 10-15 years ah, 算了啦. 老 QQ already though. It's all about how long you want to make your money ma. The good thing is you can do whatever you want. If the property is performing, you can sell, you want to keep, whatever, you have the choice. Very importantly, take note that your time don't fix a bad buy. I have friends who buy a bad property many years ago. Up to today, they still don't make money. Even if you have the faith that this area will continue to perform, even today you buy, it still don't perform. Do not keep such property. Your time is precious. It won't fix a bad buy. To me, bad properties will continue to be bad. Good properties will continue to perform. And many people only tell you the real success story. Did they show you all the shit losses that happened in the area? They weren't what? Very important to do your own research. But I know you don't. You also don't do your own research, ma. It's very important because there's so much money poured into the property. So you need to make sure the investment is correct. You need to know all the good and bad, which I always share in my review. Good ones, yeah, make this kind of money, healthy profits. The bad one is negative this amount. So can you stomach such negative returns? If you cannot, then this is definitely not for you lah. And the next one is, people will tell you that entry price is very important.
And this is cheap lah. Entry price, it will never go wrong.
So back to basics. If you entry a good property, definitely it will continue to perform and you will make your money. But what if you put in so much effort, but unfortunately you are researching the wrong property and you buy the right price for a wrong property? You're so gone wah. Take note that most of the returns that you will get is the day you buy. So if you buy a wrong one, you do not need to think about returns anymore. And not like you buy today, the entry price is right, you will make money 10 years later. Come on lah, what nonsense is this? The next one is quite a cuckoo one lah.
At least it didn't drop.
What nonsense? Drop 不是吹. Can we all agree, today the property market is so kind to us. Whatever you buy 10 years ago, you should make money today. It's wrong. I know people who still holding to this project. They still lose money. You don't believe ah? I show you now. So all this one beta this one hold for 12 years, lost 385. One beta leh. This one hold for 9 years, $500,000 leh. Your descendant don't want to recognize you, sia. Confirm kena boxed by your pet. You want to see the bigger units ah? These two sold recently, hold for 8 to 9 years, -700 and -300. Those days you can buy many. Imagine you got two of these, you negative $1 million already. And there are also cases people buy 3-4 years ago, which is the best time of the time that you can make your money. They still lose money. If you want to add Himalayan salt into this equation, still got maintenance, still got interest, your tax, and after inflation, let's clear our mind now. Let's say today you are so unfortunate, you are one of these people holding to such lousy properties. Clear our mind. What should you do today? Continue to keep and ignore everything? Or do you want to change for your portfolio? Actually, the saddest part is all the capital that is stuck in this unperforming properties it can be put into elsewhere that make a lot more. Can you see the opportunity that you have lost over these so many years? This to wake you up nah. Every property you hold block another opportunity because you can only own one property. Cannot buy second ma, got ABSD ma. Choosing the right one is very crucial, very important. You cannot anyhow buy. Got people who tell me that,
Eric, the property that you reviewed previously got make money eh.
But they have forgotten at that period of time, I am comparing with another property that performed better because you can only own one. You can't own many. If today you can own many, of course, I will tell you, oh, this is good, you can consider. Oh, that is good, you can buy 5 here, buy 3, yeah, buy 10 ma. But no. So now you must understand why I am so selective in telling you what makes and what don't. I show you my favorite property, which is not the biggest project in Singapore. It's one of the biggest. I think number 2 or number 3 biggest. Welcome to my favorite, Nomadum Park. Once I filter 3 beta, good times, I think got 90 over for sale. Today, I think got 100 plus for sale. Today, got 108 for sale leh. We should buy things that is hard to buy. So in this case, is it easy to buy? Freaking easy Here got so many choices, you definitely can buy undervalued property. Better projects, they don't have a lot of listing one. So I compare with the biggest project in Singapore. 2,000 over units, look at how many 3 beta units they have for sale. Today only got 29 leh. So what this shows you, one performing and the other one not performing lah. So learn something today. Buy something that is hard to buy one, got resistance one, so that it will continue to grow and is easy to sell. You don't buy something that is easy to buy, that's why you don't appreciate much. And the most problem, your exit strategy, very hard to sell. Yes, I know those people who bought Nomadum Park, you make money. Look at the profits. 1 and 2 beta hold for 5 years, make 8,000 to 170,000. This is one of the best. Small 3 beta hold for 4 years, 473,000. But a big 3 beta, sometimes they hold for 4 years, only 300 plus thousand. Big one, 4 beta, 4 years, make about 400,000. So roughly about 100k a year lah, which is not bad. Look at Treasure at Tampines. Recent 2 beta, about same time like Nomadum Park, 200,000 profit. Small 3 beta, about same time as Nomadum, 386,000. Same size like the Nomadum Park, hold for 4 years, 600,000. 156,000. And take note, Treasure and Tampines entry price is a lot cheaper than Momentum Park, because Treasure is a project, no MRT, and it's OCR, definitely cheaper price. Momentum Park, everything got nothing, but they are in City Fringe. Therefore, the entry price at Momentum Park is definitely higher than those people who buy Treasure. I'm happy all make money, but if you choose a better one, you will make more, ma. Remember your opportunity cost. You have only one bullet, la. So now let's talk about holding, la. When should you keep holding? So I got people who come to me for consultation again. They will ask me, Eric, I have the urge to sell my property. After going through the numbers, so what do I look at? Number one, is the property in good area. Okay, so after it passed my location, passed my tennis court, next is, does this property perform in just this 1 year? I'll look at the performance in this 1 year. If the property appreciate by at least 100,000, it means there's appreciation, right? And then you can continue to hold lah. So it doesn't mean that you come to me is Eric will say, sell lah, sell lah, sell lah, like sell like that. No. If I see that you already own the property for like, 10 years, 20 years, and I see that, it is still performing, then keep lah. Because whatever you hold now, it may be the best compared to the alternative out there. Because I'm afraid that after you sell, you will regret 1 year later, Eric, walao, you asked me to sell, but now appreciate another 200K. Easiest way to know whether to hold or to sell is to see 1 year's performance. So in my experience, I will tell you whether you should hold or should you sell. If this person income is very high, what a lot of liquid savings funds are, then I will propose whether you want to switch to a bigger quantum or bigger property or a better area like City Fringe. At the end of the day, your property is still performing, you can continue to keep, or you want to sell, up to you lah. Then in some cases is you have bought the property many years ago based on your income, but unfortunately your income continues to be the same or stagnant, and because we age, become older, there's a challenge to take more loan. So for such cases, it is definitely worthwhile to hold than to sell for a bigger one, especially when your property is a good one. Then holding on to this performing property is definitely the smartest choice. Let me share with you what me and my wife do for our portfolio. As I always say, you can buy a property and we got monitor one leh. Every 1 or 2 years, we look at our loan, whether we should reprice or refinance for a better rate. At every 4 years, we will decide whether to sell for a bigger one or to continue to hold. Sometimes I also hold my property for 8 years, where I got keep flipping one. So let me be clear one last time. I am not against holding, and I'm not encouraging you to flip every 4 years. And don't buy a property and you still need to monitor every 2 to 4 years. At the end of the day, is to hold on to good properties. So if you want more clarity over comfort, do subscribe. See you in my next video.